at KFAFGS here. Yeah, I joined the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps here a few months ago, and everybody has an HT, and they're, you know, these guys, they do Skywarn and whatnot, which you're probably familiar with, and we're involved with the siren testing in the different cities through our county, and the hospitals are real excited. We have one of our repeaters is at a hospital in Warren, Michigan, and they're all excited because we can provide comms, you know, when they've had a problem in the past where everything went down, you know, from tornadoes and stuff, and they're all excited. We got we're going to do a couple of sets this year, practicing with that. And I've always been involved in things of that nature, and I appreciate the efforts that people do. I think cell phones, I think, were a big part of the problem with, because there were so many, you know, and cell phones became so popular that everybody and their brother had one or two, and, you know, it was direct communication. But, I don't know, with today's day and age, I think the radio's coming back. AM is going to come back strong. The ARRL, at the Hazel Park Club meeting the other night, they had a Zoom meeting, but the fellow from that covers this district, he's out of Ohio, I forget his name, Scott, some other buddy, but he said, as far as swaps, it used to be limited to how many swaps a club could have, and they removed that limitation, and now they've actually, if a person re-ups